This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Hey, this is Dave Meltzer live at SoFi Stadium. They're redoing it for the World Cup. Man, money buys money, because I never thought they could get Kroenke to do anything. But obviously, there's a lot of money involved in the championship game of the World Cup. Speaking of a lot of money involved, Midday Squares is making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. Jake Carl is one of my favorite entrepreneurs, one of my favorite people. His whole family, I feel like I'm Uncle David too.
Yes.
And I can't wait for Expo West every year, because I know at the very minimum, I get to see the entire family rocking and rolling and screaming on the floor of Anaheim's Convention Center. Jake Carls, welcome to SoFi Stadium.
Uncle David, that's your new nickname. Nice. For us. David's family, he's always believed in us, and you always come with a crew. I love that you always walk with a crew, and the people are great. Like, everyone in this room is awesome right now. But yeah, Anaheim, we're super excited. There's big momentum for us. You know, we've grown so much in the U.S. Like, we're a 75% business in the U.S. now. When I spoke to you last, we were like 40.
Yeah.
It's been a big change.
When I met you, it was zero.
Yeah, it was zero. But you got the blood rolling for us. You got the good vibes going. And things are going well. And yeah, we love you, man. Like, I think you've always been someone that supported us and believed in us. And I think that's important.
Well, I still do. And I always bet on the jockey. And you guys had three great jockeys involved. Yep. So it made it really easy for me to bet on you guys. Now, you're to a point where you're having exponential growth. And a lot of people don't know that sometimes that's more challenging than the startup period, because at the startup period, you have nothing to lose and the capital requirements are much smaller. When we're very successful and we have exponential growth, like 40% to 75% in the United States being the number one product in so many different places, it's not only jumping from, you know, where you are today to doubling it, but it's what comes along with it, like the capital necessary to do so and the people necessary to do so. How, Jake, are you facing that challenge of success?
Well, I think that entrepreneurship is like, it's so many different chapters, right? You have the good, the bad, the ugly. And I think that there's a lot of pain associated. There's a lot of glamour. Like, I get to hang with you guys. We have
glamour
a good time.
I stuck. That's what I call it.
It's pain. So like the last like growth spurt that we've been on, it's amazing that revenue is growing and amazing that our ops is becoming, you know, more and more towards the profitability marker. But at the end of the day, like, the pain of scaling is really painful, and we've gone through ups and downs going through it. So the glamour is one thing, but the other side is like, you know, how we deal with it, you know, and it's like you need different people to scale different things, and you go through many different obstacles. And I think that the more you grow, the more problems that come. So the more fires we have now, the more people we actually have that can deal with it. So I think the one thing about growth is you get to hire different folks that can do different things and specialize in different things. So that's helped us a lot. But overall, we've been through a lot, good and bad. And this year, I think, is our coming out year. You know that hockey stick, when you get that hockey stick? But I think we spent the last 5.5 years building foundational, cement, let's call it, to build a home on top of it. So now we're ready to actually build it. So I think don't rush growth. If you get that growth, be very careful. It's not always what you wish for. Demand's great and all that hype is great, but if you can't operate or you can't sustain it, the company will fall apart. Slowly the cracks will start to get bigger, 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 and then the boat unloads. So we've actually built the boat foundationally strong over the last 5.5 years, and it's been very painful doing it. But now we're ready to say, hey, let's press the gas.
I like that. And one of the things I look for when I bet on the jockey is that the purpose is greater than the pain. Because like you say, there will be a constant called pain, struggles, setbacks, failures, and mistakes when you're an entrepreneur. But as long as the purpose is greater than the pain and the leadership must be what they can be, I know it'll be successful. It's just a matter of time. And you've proven my model again and again and again. And here you are 5.5 years later, a success, but yet there's a long way to go. A lot of options, a lot of opportunities and touches of favor. One of the things beyond the people that are involved that I would bet on, it's the product itself. You can't get around a B product. And in order for people to buy from you, you got to have a good product. But in order to have people sell for you that have bought from you, you have to have an exceptional product. And I actually not only took the people at your firm to the test year after year, but I took the product and I had it analyzed.
You went hard. You went so hard.
I did.
Without us knowing. You didn't tell us.
Right. Because I believed in you guys and I wanted, there's so much BS out there in the health bar space.
Too much.
Like, take my word. Half of the protein bars out there are not as good as a Snickers bar. Half. You're better off eating a Snickers bar than their protein.
At least you know what's in there.
Right, exactly. It has a lot of protein. But more importantly, you are the highest rated protein bar in any bar that I've ever sent to the independent analysis. And it came back like, literally they were saying, where did you get this? Because this is early, right?
This is like almost mom and pop level.
They weren't in America.
No.
So, but I will tell you that Beyond the People, the product and that combination has sold me about Midday Squares. Tell me about the latest product that you have.
Okay, so I'm excited to show you the innovation. No one's tried it yet, so you're going to be the first to do it live on camera. And you're going to get in America. In Canada, we had it in our facility. But
I'm like George Washington in Midday Squares. This is awesome.
Uncle Dave, Uncle Sam, Uncle Dave, you know, the whole nine yards.
But, right.
I think you said something before. I want you to try this product. You said something so important. Product, product, product. In business, you could have the greatest marketing, the greatest storytelling, even great community. But if you don't have a product market fit or a product that actually makes sense, it's going to be very hard to win, because people could love you and they could love Midday Squares and they could buy into the vision and the community. But if they don't want to repeat the purchasing or the support system, we still need to function. We're not a non-for-profit. We're a for-profit business, right? So that comes down to having a great product that actually the market wants. So I think today you need both. You can't just get away with marketing. You can't just get away with product. You need the combination of both. So this is our new flavor. It's called Crunchy Peanut. Again, Dave is trying it first in America. And I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I've loved every single one that I've ever had. There it is, 170 calories of power and taste. And
Look at that sweet opening.
Oh,
this is fresh, by the way. This was
just
like,
just so you know, it not only looks good.
This was made by hand, not even by the line, because we had to bring some samples.
That is so good. Oh, man.
This is live. This is live trial.
This is amazing.
At SoFi Stadium.
Now, the idea what enticed me to get involved beyond the people in the product was also the performance. When you're over 50, like me, Uncle Dave.
You're over 50.
Yeah, I'm 56. when you're over 50, you have a problem. You cannot outwork out your diet. And I grew up with food insecurity and scarcity. And I didn't realize till I was older that I was a healthy eater, but I was an overeater. And I was, because of scarcity, I love to eat before I go to bed, even when I didn't overeat, which when you're over 50, your body and your system doesn't work the same way. And I work out religiously, but it was embarrassing because I would tell people, hey, Jake, when you get older, make sure you spend a minimum of an hour a day on your health. I work out every single day. And you look at me like, really?
You look fit as hell now.
Because of Midday Squares. Yeah. Because these things actually curb your appetite so you don't overeat. And they're pure. They are real. It's real food.
It's refrigerated.
And it's healthy. It's refrigerated.
Yeah.
But most importantly, bro, this is maybe my favorite.
Let's go. So, baby. Let's go, Uncle David.
Check it out. These are everywhere. Target.
Target's getting them.
Amazing. Keep them refrigerated. Check them out.
Look at that.
Jake Carl's an incredible entrepreneur. Check out his family. I'm part of it, Uncle Dave. And Midday Squares, go ahead, check them out. And they do great content. Look at this guy. He's like a movie star. I'm going to represent him.
I'm in shorts. I wear shorts in Canada. I wear shorts in the U.S. I don't care if it's negative 40. It's always good vibes. Palm tree mindset.
Palm tree mindset. I'm not going to say about shrinkage. Anyway. His products are shrink wrapped.
Yeah, they're shrink wrapped. Nothing else, you know.
I can say that to my boy Jake. Anyway, check out Midday Squares. Check out the new flavor. Yeah. It's called peanut butter
crunchy peanut.
Crunchy peanut.
There's smooth peanut, and then there's crunchy peanut.
Oh, I like crunchy peanut.
Yeah,
it's so good. Anyway, healthy, happy, wealthy, and wise. Check out Midday Squares. We'll see him at Expo West. We'll see him everywhere here in the United States. Congratulations, Jake.
Thanks, Uncle David.
Yeah, you got it. This is David Meltzer live from SoFi Stadium with The Playbook.